Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Perennial verbenas provide color over a long season in the flower garden. These generally low-growing plants produce clusters of showy flowers in a wide variety of colors. October through November, and again in February through March, are the best times of the year for planting trailing verbenas into your flower gardens. They establish best during milder temperatures. Homestead Purple Verbena is considered one of the very best, and it's been selected as a Louisiana superplant for fall 2015 by the LSU Ag Center. Why select Homestead Purple Verbena as a Louisiana superplant when there are so many cultivars of trailing verbena available these days? Well, the reason is that after many years of side-by-side trials with other verbena cultivars, Homestead Purple has consistently been the very best performer. It's the first trailing verbena to begin flowering in early spring, and it's the most cold-hardy. It reliably survives temperatures in the mid-teens. It's the perennial verbena that looks best in the hot, stressful late summer months. Homestead Purple is also the longest-lived trailing verbena, typically persisting in your garden for 3 or 4 years. The plants are evergreen, staying green through the winter and summer, even when the plants are not in bloom. The flowering habit is also better than other types of verbenas. Homestead Purple has more abundant flowers when in peak bloom. The clusters of deep purple flowers literally cover the dark green, low-spreading foliage. Butterflies love Homestead Purple verbena and will frequently visit the flowers in the spring, early summer, and fall months when the plants are blooming heavily. Homestead Purple Verbena was discovered by two nationally known University of Georgia horticulturists, Alan Armitage and Mike Durr. The two were driving together in Georgia when they noticed how a low-growing purple flowering plant growing near the road that neither of them recognized. They collected cuttings from the plant, and Armitage named it Homestead Purple Verbena after the old homestead where it was found growing. From a chance discovery has come one of our best garden flowers. When planting Homestead Purple perennial verbenas, place the plants about 2 feet apart. This may seem like a considerable distance to space them, but once growth begins on these vigorous plants, this will be an ideal spacing. The plants need a well-drained site and prefer full sun. They'll do okay with some shade during the day, but avoid heavily shaded areas, as this will reduce the flowering. Once they're planted, mulch them in with your favorite mulch and fertilize with a slow-release fertilizer for best results. Trailing verbenas, like Homestead Purple, are very drought-tolerant. You should irrigate them during the first few weeks while they're getting on their feet and establishing, and this will help the plants do well. But once they've settled in, after a month or so, you don't really need to water them that often, although do pay attention to watering during excessively dry periods in the summer. When choosing cool season bedding plants to plant this month or in November, consider adding Homestead Purple Verbena to your flower beds or containers. You should find plants available at your local nurseries now. It's an outstanding Louisiana superplant that you will find performs very well for you in your cool season garden. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.